Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're going to find out about a brand new community resource, something good for the body, the mind, and the spirit, a way to slow time down. We're going to talk about a brand new business in downtown Astoria called Candy Skein. It is a fiber arts shop. And today in the studio, I have the owners who moved here recently. They have a fascinating story. I have Tammy Klockow. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning. It's nice being here.
I'm very glad to have you here. And we also have her husband, Kurt Klockow. He is also an owner and a fiber arts person.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I said, well, what shall I call you? And Kurt said, well, you could say we're needle arts aficionados because they are about spinning and crocheting and knitting and cross-stitching and felting. And there are classes for the community and there are community nights. So we're going to find out about all of that. And I'm excited because I want to do some of this. But first, let's learn a little bit about each of you. So, Tammy, please tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah. So I was originally born in Los Angeles. And growing up, I always wanted to be an artist. So when I got old enough, I went to Cal State Northridge and got an arts degree. And my dream was to be in animation. So I worked at Nickelodeon Animation Studios for about 3 years. And I always loved painting and drawing, and that kind of led me into the fiber arts. Once we kind of worked our way through our career in the entertainment industry, we moved to San Diego after we left Los Angeles, and we worked in the video games industry. And then I quit my job to actually write, which is kind of a long story, but after that, I realized that you can't write all day, every day. You need a little creative output and input, so I decided to learn how to crochet. Just randomly one day, I woke up and told Kurt that we needed to run to our craft store to buy yarn and a crochet hook, and he looked at me like I was crazy. But I went onto YouTube and learned how to crochet. I taught myself and loved it from there. After I started crocheting, I realized I wanted to also learn how to knit. So again, I pulled up YouTube, bought a couple of knitting needles, and taught myself how to knit as well. And it was love at first stitch, I guess. And I've been doing it ever since. I learned probably 10 or 11 years ago. And I kind of got away from the fine arts. And I realized that I could turn my love of color and art into my yarn projects and my knitting projects. So I, again, looked up on YouTube, the internet, and found out I could hand dye natural yarn with Kool-Aid. So that's how I started. And I just got out our crock pot and started dyeing yarn. At that time, I had a crochet blog, and I posted pictures of my yarn that I dyed with Kool-Aid, and people were like, oh, I would buy that. Yeah, that's awesome. That looks great. And the rest is history, pretty much. I kept doing it and realized that I should start selling it because I did so much of it, I could never knit or crochet it all myself. So, yeah, I decided to start the business.
So the passion turned into Candy Skein, which actually became an online business. You sucked Kurt into that. So let's hear Kurt's story. So Kurt, tell us about your background and history.
Yeah. So so I grew up in Illinois on the Mississippi River, and I had always wanted to be an artist for, again, animation or movies or video games and whatever the case was. And so I went to an arts high school in Michigan, a boarding school called Interlochen Academy.
I know Interlochen. A friend of mine's daughter went there, yes.
Yeah, so I went there as a visual arts student. And after I graduated, I got a scholarship to go down to the Kansas City Art Institute. And so I went to the Art Institute in Kansas City for a couple of years until they changed their program around. And it was less about the entertainment field and more about like graphic design. And so I decided that if I wanted to still do entertainment, I needed to move to the coast. And so I moved out to Pasadena to go to Art Center. And I went to Art Center for a little while and finished up my degree at Cal State. And right out of Cal State, I got a job in video games. And I worked in video games for a little over 15 years as an artist and lead artist, art director. I was the founder of two different studios, one iPhone game company and one PlayStation, Xbox.
Wow,
company.
Okay.
And while I was working, one of the studios that I was the founding member of, Tammy actually came and worked with us for a couple of years mm-hmm. when we were first starting out. And she had just left a company called THQ. And so we got to work together for a little bit, and we actually really liked working together. And so after she ended up leaving to go write, and I stayed at that company. And when she started doing her fiber arts, I was actually really enamored with these little crochet critters called amigurumi. And they're these little toys that you can crochet. And I thought they were the coolest things ever. They're robots and animals and people and all kinds of stuff. So so I started getting into that. And I stayed in the video game industry for a while, but I would help Tammy at nights and kind of on the side until a couple of years ago, we decided like we just really wanted to slow down and do this full time and really focus in on our fiber arts.
Fiber arts took your hearts, yes. And also Tammy has the coolest narwhal on her right arm. I love looking at your narwhal today. Very fun.
She also has a yarn ball and
a
spindle.
Yes, I see that. Beautiful. All right. So the two of you have been together for about 16 years and you were living in, were you in San, did you come from, to Astoria from San Diego then?
Correct.
Okay. So you were in San Diego, about 8 years ago because you fell madly in love with fiber arts. You started selling online and you chose the name Candy Skein, and that's S-K-E-I-N. And for folks who don't know what that is, let's explain your name.
Yeah. So when we decided to go full time with the business, we, opened our shops online and whatnot. And I'm unfortunately a lover of puns, and I apologize to everyone out there. And so when we started thinking of names, we were trying to think of something catchy and something that embodied the feel of what it's like to be in a yarn store. And candy, it feels like a candy shop. Walking in, if you're a knitter, there's tons of color, there's tons of texture. It's just, it's that overwhelming kind of like sense of creativity, and candy shops kind of like have that same feel. Plus Tammy is a candy fiend. Any kind of new candy that comes out, she wants to try. So we felt like that kind of fit. And we liked the idea of Candy Skein because it sounds like candy cane. And there's a lot of people that when they see our name, they don't necessarily know how to pronounce skein. And as skein is foreign to a lot of people, a skein of yarn is essentially just what you normally think of as it comes in a ball or a hank or any other way that a certain amount of yarn can come.
And so it's a packaging. It's, so when you say a skein of yarn,
yes.
And I'm not sure where the word skein came from. Did you ever look at the origins of that?
No, I'm actually
I don't know.
Yeah, that would be interesting. If someone knows, what is the origin of skein? But so candy skein, and a skein is essentially a gathering of yarn, whether it's in a ball however it's packaged, right? Okay, so, and you need a skein of yarn in order to knit something or create something, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you created Candy Skein online and sold yarn, and you still have that candyskein.com
online. Yeah, we still run our website. You can order from us straight from the website, which is candyskein.com. And we also have an area on the website that talks about the shop as well here in Astoria.
Right. You can
but
sign
so
up for classes
yeah, and yeah. you can sign up for classes online. But you can also just pop right into the store. So tell us your location where Candy Skein is.
So we're on 12th and Duane on that corner. We face the Museum of Whimsy as well as the Elliott Hotel, and our next door to T. Paul Supper Club.
And you have that's a great view for that corner.
Oh, yeah.
It's so busy in downtown Astoria.
Yeah.
It's so busy. So, and you opened 5 weeks ago, and the reason that you chose to come up to Astoria, so tell us just about how you found Astoria. We're going to get to all the different community things where people can be involved and how you just jumped right in and became a great members of the community. But so how did you even know about Astoria? You were living in San Diego, and you said, ugh, well, this video game stuff, this entertainment stuff is too much. We want to slow our lives down. Let's move.
Yeah, well, we started coming up here. I came up to the Pacific Northwest to do a fiber show for Candy Skein up in Hood River. So I have friends that were in my knit group in San Diego, and they lived part-time up here in Hood River, or Mount Hood. And so they invited me up to stay with them and go to this fiber show. So it was my first time up here, and we kind of took a vacation, too. I went with a friend of mine, and we toured Portland, and I instantly texted Kurt, sent him pictures, and said, we need to move here. And he said, great, well, there's no video game industry up there unless we want to move to Seattle. It was kind of our dream. As soon as I stepped foot here, I felt like our people were here. That sounds odd, but...
people recognize their tribes in a way.
I feel like we never really fit into San Diego. We lived there for 13 years, and it just wasn't us. And so as soon as I came up here, it became this thing that we always talked about and always... dreamed about moving up to the Pacific Northwest. So when we came up here, and I dragged Kurt up here a few years after I came up here to stay with the same friend who then moved to Oregon City. And they said, have you ever been to the Oregon coast? And we said, no. And they said, okay, here's how you go. Start in Astoria, work your way down through Seaside and Cannon Beach. You need to see it all. You'll love it. And so we took that day and we drove through. And
boy, did we love it.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I would say 5 years ago, maybe. And we hit, came on the 30 and showed up to Astoria and didn't know what to expect. We followed the food sign to the fort. And sat there and looked around the town and said, wow.
These are my people. This is my
awesome.
Place.
This is
all right.
Awesome. We went up to the column.
Yeah, conversations with people that, we just instantly clicked with while we were here.
And since then, we just got it in our minds. And 2 years ago, we came up here again for work, and we secretly didn't tell anyone, but we contacted a real estate agent that we found on Instagram and started looking at houses. And when we started looking at houses, we thought, okay, this was February, and we thought, we'll just look and see kind of what's out there, if we could move there or not. And we told the real estate agent that we wouldn't move here for another year or two. And that trip, we went home. We put an offer in a house that next day that we arrived back in San Diego. Didn't end up with that house, but we were living here full time in August of that same year.
Wow, that happened quickly then.
Yeah,
okay.
So we've been here about a year and a half now.
And you found the storefront, which is an amazing location.
Oh, we were so thrilled to get it.
Yeah, and you opened 5 weeks ago, and we're going to find out now about the actual store and the classes and the community nights that are going on at Candy Skein. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today, we're talking about a brand new community resource. offering knitting and fiber art nights and classes. It's Candy Skein. It's right in downtown Astoria. And it does look like a candy store with all kinds of brightly colored yarns, special yarns, which they'll tell you about in a minute. And today in the studio, I have needle arts aficionados and fiber artist Tammy Klockow and Kurt Klockow. This is their, they're the artist, and this is what they've created. So tell me about Candy Skein. You opened 5 weeks ago, and what do you carry at Candy Skein?
Well, we have three lines of our own exclusive yarn that I hand dye here in Astoria.
Still with Kool-Aid?
No,
you've moved on from Kool-Aid.
We've moved on from Kool-Aid.
Good, because I know you like natural. You only have natural fibers there.
We do have natural fibers, but we use acid dyes to dye all of our yarn. Uh-huh. That's how we get all of our bright colors. And yeah, so we have three lines of yarn that we get milled exclusively for the company in Italy. So they're high quality yarn. So our three bases are for all kinds of projects. You can make sweaters, hats, gloves, you know, basically anything that you can knit or crochet. Amigurumi, correct. Yeah, anything that you want to make, you can make with our three exclusive lines. We also carry some other dyers that we appreciate. And so our selection is not just Candy Skein yarn. We've brought other yarns in. We also carry a yarn from Denmark that I love and am happy to carry. And we carry spinning fiber. So if you're a spinner or want to learn how to spin yarn, we carry drop spindles, support spindles, Turkish spindles, and yarn.
And one of the things I really like when talking to you all when I first met you is that you came into the community and you looked at what was here and you said, we don't want to compete with anybody who's already here.
Correct.
And so you looked at what Homespun was selling and you said, we won't sell the same things. Let them, you know, we want to be good neighbors. And you went to Astoria Fiber Arts and you figured out what they were doing. And the difference is that they're teaching classes on big looms and things, right?
Yes. Yeah. They're definitely teaching classes we don't have the capacity to teach.
Right.
We have a little bit of crossover. Like, I think we both teach, you know, starting knitting and things
right.
like that.
Uh-huh.
But they have an absolutely gorgeous loom room where they have, you know,
so
a ton of beautiful looms.
Exactly.
They have a lot of spinning wheels that all of that takes up a bit more space than what we
right.
have. And so if you're into those kind of classes, they are a fantastic place to go.
But for you all, though, you have a big community table in the store. Along with all of the different yarns and things. And I know, Kurt, you told me that you like to crochet. So so essentially, it's about spinning, crocheting, knitting, cross-stitching, and felting,
correct.
Right?
Yes.
And you're offering classes. But first, you just opened 5 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Before we talk about the classes, which start in January, tell us about your knitting, crafting community nights.
So one of the reasons that we really wanted to open a storefront is that we, after almost 8 years of being in business, we had a lot of trouble connecting with the people that bought our yarn because we would only see them at shows. We would see some of the things that they did online, but we didn't have this intimate knowledge of the people who were using the products that we made. And so one of our big goals with the shop is to build our knitting community and our crafting community, crochet, needle felting, and to get to know them while they're working on our projects and to get immediate feedback, to get ideas. And so to that end, we have our knitting and crafting nights on Friday nights. And our first one was a huge success. We had about 9 or 10 people show up and they were working on a ton of different projects, and everyone was, we had super expert knitters and we had some more beginning knitters there, and I was doing some spinning at the time, some support spinning, and I think we love the variety. We would love to see more people come and doing needle felt and cross stitch and things like that.
So essentially, every Friday night at Candy Skein, from 5 to 7 p.m., people can drop in, mm-hmm. and sit at this table and work on whatever project
whatever
they're working
they
on
want.
With their
yes.
own yarn. It doesn't matter if they're using your yarn or somebody else's yarn
yeah.
or
yeah.
or if they're doing cross stitch or felt or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're there just to provide, and people have conversation.
Yes.
And you're wanting to create community. And we know that it's good for the body, the mind, and the spirit. We know that our brains need us to do things with our hands, with our bodies, that we know we're in our heads so much, and there's so many, you know, intangibles that are in our lives, that to create something tangible, to do a project, is healthy for us.
Mm-hmm.
It
Absolutely.
Slows time down. And you mentioned that you have yarn from Denmark, and I've talked before about hygge, which is the Danish concept of being cozy with a cup of tea and a book, or sitting and knitting and talking with your friends, you know, that it's not over the top things. It's these simple pleasures, because time is moving so fast. We want to slow things down.
Absolutely.
So every Friday night, people can come in, no matter how accomplished they are, no matter what project they're working on, and sit there from 5 to 7. Mm-hmm. And so people enjoyed it, had great conversations when they were there.
We had a great time. People brought in food and drink, and it kind of was a fun party atmosphere.
Yeah.
Everyone just worked on their thing and became instant friends, because they all had something in common. They like to use their hands to create. So
yes.
I think that is, you know, we put our phones aside and turn off TVs and all of that and just focus one-on-one with what we're creating and other people who love to create.
Yes, good. And we know that creativity is essential for our own well-being in every way. So that's every Friday night, the knitting crafting nights. And then on Saturday night, you have something called Fiber and Dice. And that's every Saturday night. And that's 4 to 7 p.m. And let's talk about that.
Yeah. So Fiber and Dice started because we used to listen to a podcast of the same name. And it was a couple that was just like us. They were both knitters and crocheters, and they were huge board game geeks. And a lot of times when you gather around and everyone's playing a board game, you're sitting and waiting for your turn. And as a result, if you're a knitter, you're knitting the whole time. And that's kind of where the podcast came from. And we want an extension of that in our store. And so every Saturday from 4 to 7, we are bringing in a couple of new board games, and we sit and knit or crochet and play our board games. One of the things that we are working towards is a lot of collaborations with other downtown businesses. And we are very happy that Purple Cow is working with us on Fiber and Dice Nights. And they are providing new games to us every week that we can demo in our Fiber and Dice Nights, and that if you really love the game, you can actually go get it at Purple Cow.
So. Oh, Purple Cow Toys. I love that store.
Oh, we do too.
And see how wonderful, again, to bring that in. So you're creating community on Saturday nights and exposing people to new board games from Purple
Cow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What a great idea. I'm excited about that. And then you actually have a winter class schedule in January. So tell us about that.
Correct.
We are offering 4 classes starting in January. Our first class is, I believe, January 12th. We are going to teach beginning knitting. And, you know, that is kind of for everyone. It's not just beginning. I'm designing a cowl pattern that if you have knit before and you just need a refresher, or you've always wanted to know how to knit, you can sign up for these classes. We have 3 separate choices for the dates. You'll get 2 sessions per class sign up. And we'll teach everything from how to cast on and how to knit and purl. And you'll have a finished project in the end after a little bit of homework, maybe working on it. We're also going to work on the Anissa shawl, which is a lovely pattern by Amba O'Brien, which is one of my favorite knitting designers. You can see the shawl in the shop. Another one
Oh, that's right, the shawl.
Yeah,
that's a gorgeous shawl. I saw that. So the shawl is something that people can learn how to make too. So
So
there's the beginning knitting class, which starts in January.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the shawl class, which is its own separate class.
Correct.
And then
And so we're also going to start teaching drop spinning for beginners. So we sell an enormous amount of drop spindles. We also sell the fiber that you can spin into yarn, and we will provide a beginner spindle for you and a little chunk of fluff, and we will teach you how to make your own skein of yarn.
Wow.
And then the last class we will be teaching will be a parent-child cross-stitch workshop, and I will be designing a cross-stitch pattern, and then I will be doing a simpler version of that pattern so that you can come in with your child, you can cross-stitch the same thing, but it will be simpler for your child to learn how to cross-stitch, and then you'll be able to cross-stitch on a normal 14 count.
Wow. Okay. So I don't know about cross stitching. I know about knitting. I've tried it, and I've had five thumbs or 10 thumbs or something. But what is the age that a child would you think? What's the optimum age for children for that?
I think probably 12. I think okay. 10 to 12.
10
like,
to 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have a real sharp 10-year-old, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. 10 to 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's happening in the parent-child?
So that workshop is going to be on February 8th.
Okay, good. So you have these four classes coming up in January. The store is open. What days are you open?
We are open Thursday through Sunday. Thursday, we are open 11 to 5. And then obviously with the knit night and the fiber and dice, we're open until 7 Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday, we're open until 4.
Okay.
And we will also be open on Christmas Eve from 11 to 2, just for those last minute gifts or gift cards. So, or you can sign up somebody for the holidays.
Oh, for a class or something.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. Because again, I think that we are so stressed with, living in that, again, the left brain dominating everything. And we need to do things which encourage us to come into harmony, our right brain activities like knitting, crafting, and felting. And so we just have a few minutes left. So I want you all to have an opportunity to say anything else you'd like to say to the community about the Candy Skein, about your classes and workshops. And again, you have told me that you were very much embraced by the community when you moved here.
Absolutely. Now, the artisans and craftspeople in Astoria are just amazing. Like, we're constantly amazed at the beautiful work that comes out of everyone that lives here. And I think one of the things that we hear or have heard a lot from people that have come into the shop is that they used to knit or they used to crochet or used to do cross stitch, whatever the case is, and they haven't in a while, and they want to learn how to pick it up again. And
I'm in that category.
Yeah. And I just I urge people to just come in and chat with us and pick up a pair of needles and come in. You don't even necessarily need to join a class. Like, if you just want to sit in on one of our free knit nights and get a feel for it again, you're absolutely welcome.
Well, and I think, too, if we're open, you're welcome to sit
absolutely.
And hang out and work on a project. We can help you with whatever you need help with. We're there for the community. It's not just about the retail
100%,
aspect.
Yeah.
We have that table every time we're open, so come sit with us and enjoy that space that we've built.
And yes, and I would again say that I think that there's something for everybody there. I love the fact that you're bringing young people in, and again, this is something that people of all ages, there's something for everybody, right? I mean, somebody can find something to do
for sure
with their hands.
That's
what
we want. Yeah.
Yeah, that it's very inclusive, and I love that. And so I am just grateful that you all have moved here. You've created this candy shop, Candy Skein, for for beauty, for creating beauty in our lives. And gifts, things. I mean, I've always thought, when I see people knitting and they're at a lecture or they're, listening to beautiful music or whatever. And at the same time, they're being nourished and fed, and they're also creating some lovely scarf to give to a friend that they love. So I love that idea. So thank you both so much. So you can meet Tammy and Kurt at Candy Skein, which is right in downtown Astoria, right next to T-Ball Supper Club and the Hotel Elliott and across from the Museum of Whimsy. And check their online, candyskein.com, and pop into the store, meet them, and learn about a way that you can slow your life down and create some nourishing energy for yourself and for others by doing something with your hands.
Thank you so much, Donna.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Joanne Rideout, for being the engineer today. And my gratitude to local banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today, right now. Take a deep breath. It's so good for your body, your mind, and your spirit. We don't breathe deeply enough, and it really is good for us. And then, with gratitude, focus on the things that are going well in your life, the good things, because there will always be those things that aren't going well. But focus on the things that are with gratitude, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one. For doing the best you can, everyone really is, and for being here now, in this moment, the now moment, the only moment which exists, on the amazing planet we call Earth.